We're having special keeper chats at 10 o'clock, 12:30, and 2 p.m. in our tiger exhibit in Big Cat Canyon. And I think visitors will get a big kick out of hearing from the keepers themselves about these specific cats. They'll hear about Taj and his brother Houday. There are Malayan tigers, and they'll have a great chance to see them up close. And how do we know up close? Well, we'll provide them food treats to make sure they're up toward the front so you can even get your picture taken with a full-grown tiger.
What is the Cincinnati Zoo doing to help this endangered species?
Well, the Cincinnati Zoo has long been involved in cat conservation. We're probably most famous for our work with cheetahs in Africa, helping protect them, as well as lions. But for tigers, we partner with a great group called Panthera. And most folks who've taken biology know Panthera is the genus of all the large cats, like Panthera leo is the lion, Panthera tigris is the tiger. But the organization Panthera is founded and chaired by a remarkable man named Dr. Alan Rabinowitz. He is the world's leading expert on tigers, and we're partnering with them over the next 3 years to play a role in not only telling the story about tiger conservation, but helping support their important work in South Asia. Tigers once had a huge range that, of course, went from India and a full sweep all across South Asia, China, Russia, and, of course, the islands in Indonesia and Malaysia. Today, many of those areas, the tigers are gone. They're down to around 3,000 in the wild. But at the Cincinnati Zoo, we believe there's still room in the world for people and tigers to live together, and we're proud to be working on that with our friends at Panthera.
Now, why is the tiger population diminishing so much? Is it poachers, or what exactly is going on?
Tigers are under pressure on a number of fronts. Certainly one is just human encroachment into the range where they live, encroachment for logging, encroachment for farming, and taking the habitat where these wild cats live. But more directly, their numbers are falling because of illegal poaching. In China, there's an illegal market for tiger products in the form of tiger bones, tiger skins. The skins are, of course, for decoration, but the bones are often used, as well as some of the organs, for traditional medicines. But researchers have shown by taking a close look that you can get much better results from easily available over-the-counter pharmaceuticals than you need to get from a tiger or a tiger's parts. And so part of our effort is conservation education here at the Cincinnati Zoo and in our region, but also in South Asia and in China, trying to point out that there's a better future for tigers than to kill them all.
Cincinnati Zoo Director Thane Maynard says he's optimistic that tigers can be saved from extinction. I'm Steve Hirschberg.